At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to season 3 of Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on a lot of life's logistics, like planning and wellness, along with some fun things like skincare and reading. And overall, we just throw in a whole lot of life. Around here, we know that life is messy, but we're just doing our best to learn how to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And actually, you guys, this month, I'm really excited to not only be kind of leading the charge, but focusing in on community with the Live Well Anyway community. That's you. That's you guys. You are what make up the amazing foundation of Live Well Anyway. And I want us to be able to all partner together well and partner together better. I really want us to be able to dive into community this month and all throughout the year, but we are doing that specifically in today's episode by hosting a challenge that Katie and I are going to be doing that is all about health and wellness and kind of getting ourselves back on track as the school year is starting. And, you know, things tend to kind of go off the rails during the summer. And we both felt like we need to take better care of ourselves so we can be taking care of everybody else. And so we have this pretty awesome challenge that I feel like we've put together, and there are a lot of resources available to you that we are going to be talking about throughout this episode. So for you to get in there, get all of those resources, and also connect with all the other women who are going to be taking on this challenge and really trying to better themselves and feel better this fall, we want you to come and get involved with us. Come and join us, and you're going to be able to find all of the things that we talk about on this episode at mackenziecoppa.com/challenge. So that's where you're going to find links to the Facebook group and all of the resources, the newsletter, which, by the way, the newsletter is getting a lot more fun this season. I am actually going to be releasing 2 newsletters a week, one on Thursdays that's just a quick, hey, this is what we've had going on in the community. This is all the stuff that has come out from the Live Well Anyway platform this week. That's going to include YouTube and podcasts and all that kind of stuff. But then we're also going to have this really fun newsletter that's going to come out on Sundays. And it's going to be all about planning, you guys. So you're going to get a little shot of planning for your week, a tip on something that you can be doing to get a better handle on things and feel more ready for the week to come. That's going to be coming out on every Sunday. And I can't wait to dive into the season and all these fun new things that we have planned with all of you, because the community is really what keeps it alive. The community is what makes it fun. It makes my job fun. I love being able to interact with all of you guys. So I really hope that you will get in here with us and join us this fall, as we take on these couple of different challenges. This is the first one. It's going to go for 5 weeks, and you will hear all about it in this episode. But again, to get plugged in, go to mackenziecoppa.com/challenge, and that is where you're going to find all the links for everything that you can get connected with. All right, but let's get on with the challenge, right? You want to hear about it? You want to hear what we're doing and our ideas and how we're moving forward with this fall? Well, let's get into it. Without further ado, here are Katie and I talking all about the Take Care of Yourself Like a Grown Lady challenge. Welcome, Katie.
Hey.
Okay, so today is kind of a big deal, because not only is it the launch of season 3 of Live Well Anyway, which is actually my 8th season of podcasting altogether, which just feels...
Holy smokes.
Yeah, that feels wild. But also, it's our 100th episode of Live Well Anyway. So woohoo! That's kind of exciting. It was fun that it fell right on the initiation of season 3. So...
That was some really advanced planning.
I know, for the past 2 years and all the pandemic things and all the times we had to skip episodes. It really worked out to our advantage. So we are with episode 100, and we're almost to 300 episodes of like ever podcasting. But since we made the shift and we, you know, rebranded a couple of years ago, here we are, season three. It feels really nice. So
cool.
And we are kicking off season three with a challenge. I feel like we do this a lot at the beginning of the seasons. We're like, everybody live well anyway, but we're getting a little bit more specific this year. So we have really gone through and we have lined out some things that Katie and I are working out in our lives anyway. Not just about working out. I feel like that's what I just made that sound like, but that's not what it is there. That is included, but we feel like there are some things that we're just like, you know, we need to get a handle on our health and different aspects of our lives. Some things are going a little sideways as we're getting older. And so there's some things that we already were working on. And then we thought, well, what if we brought this into community? And we gathered the Live Well Anyway troops to be like, we see you. We know we're not the only ones. So who else needs to take care of themselves like a grown lady this fall and get back on tracks, figure out maybe even some things with their bodies and just kind of try to get ourselves in a better place physically, especially with kids going back to school, whether you homeschool or your kids are going to school. It's just a good time to kind of like make sure you're taking care of yourself in all the chaos.
Yeah, I actually really like the timing because we're already getting kids ready for school. You don't need to be told you have to do that or to go stop and get the crayons and the pencils and the markers they need in their bag or whatever it is. You're already doing that. So this challenge is coming on the heels of all of that already kind of busyness, setting the fall schedule, everything starting back up.
Yeah.
This is like a way to anchor yourself in, okay, here's the stuff I'm going to do to take care of myself. And if you need a little bit of accountability, like we seem to need, then we can sort of do it all together, but we're building it in a way that it's somewhat generic. It's not like follow this diet. It's whatever diet you want to follow, whatever health things you want to incorporate, just do it and hold each other accountable.
Yeah. And we're going to give you guys through the course of this episode, 8. I know it sounds like a lot, but we'll get to that in a second. We're going to give you 8 specific categories, basically, that you're going to pick what you're going to do in those categories. And then we're going to do that for 5 weeks. So this first challenge is going to run from September 12th. So starting this next Monday, but even if you join late, like we would just love to have you with us. So it's going to start on September 12th and run through October 14th. So it will be 5 weeks of doing this specific set of challenges. And then we're going to have another episode in October where we're going to kick off the next 5 weeks where we're going to kind of level things up to a whole nother place. And it's going to be really fun. And we'll give you more details on that later. But as we're getting started here, and I'll remind us again of this later in the episode, I want to make sure you know how to get involved with this because I think we've tried to do a good job of making it accessible and helping you guys to be successful in it. And we really want this to be like a community effort for us all to get involved in. So it doesn't cost you any money to get involved with this challenge. We just want to really have it be a community thing. And the first thing, you're going to be able to find everything in the show notes today. If you just scroll up in whatever app you are using, you can find links there. But also if you just want to go to one main page, then go to mackenziekappa.com/fall challenge. So on that page, we're going to have everything linked for you to be able to find really easily. So we're going to have a PDF guide that if you sign up for my newsletter, you can get access to this PDF guide. That's just going to be like the main breakdown of what we're talking about today, what these 8 different categories are, and a tracker so you can keep track of getting it all done. And then we're also going to have in our Facebook group, the Live Well Anyway Facebook group, not the page, but the group, we are going to have daily posts every weekday for you to check in and be accountable. Like, share with people what you're doing, show pictures, show, like, actually talk with other ladies who are doing the same thing. And then if you want to share it on social, tag me. If you, you know, tag me on Instagram, if you share a story or you make a reel about what you're doing or whatever, and I will make sure to reshare it. You can do a post, whatever, just make sure to tag me and I will reshare it. And we can hopefully, like, get this community going of other ladies who are all trying to take care of themselves well, because I think it's so easy as we head into the fall and all the craziness of the chaos of what's happening with everybody having their after school activities and getting everyone where they need to go and making lunches and doing all the stuff, that we oftentimes put ourselves on the back burner.
Absolutely.
We don't take care of ourselves well.
Yeah.
And it's time that we do. We actually, like, it is valid, it is important, and we're going to be able to show up better to get everyone where they need to be and, you know, not just be completely emotionally and physically drained at the end of the day if we're taking care of ourselves.
Right. And I know it sounds a little intense, like 8 categories.
Yeah.
These are things you're already doing or you already know you should be doing. It's just a matter of we didn't reinvent the wheel here at all. We just decided what the things are that really would make a major difference in viability of running the schedule in the household and the kids everywhere. It's sort of bare bones too. It's really could have been so much more. This is really just a jump start on acknowledging, okay, I need to do this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to commit to do it.
Yeah. And that's really why we said, like, okay, we're going to have a second, like, 5 weeks, because we can't do all the things in this first time. But when we looked at it and we were kind of going like, oh, this is 8 things. Like, does this feel like too much? But we were going, well, these are things we are already planning on doing. Like, both Katie and I have said, like, this is stuff that we just know we need to do. And if we're going to do it, if we are already feeling like compelled and like this is important and it's sort of bare bones, then you guys can too. Like, it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, and the real secret here is the accountability.
Yeah.
You know, like, just a matter of having a place where it matters that you accomplish these things. It's not in isolation, it's in community. And I've had so much success with different accountability groups in the past simply because it's accountability, you know,
like,
that's the magic. So you guys are a part of that, creating that community and posting, and just making sure that you are doing those things and you're telling us you're doing those things so that we can congratulate you. And we're working on some ideas to do that, like right with the badges and maybe a way to acknowledge if you make it a certain amount of days based on like the concept of those Kindle challenges that really do suck you in and make you feel like you've got to see it through.
Yeah. So we're going to keep like honing that in and working on how to be able to recognize people and that sort of thing. But I think that even just like creating, and I'm going to do a whole podcast next week. You guys will be able to hear it. That's all about follow through, because that's one of the biggest questions I get asked from people is like, I do all the planning, or I think I'm, you know, I want to do this stuff, but then I don't actually follow through on it. So it's going to be a whole episode about that. But accountability is a huge piece of that. And even creating social accountability, I've done that a couple of times lately where I've gone on Instagram and I've said, I'm going to do this thing. And then I know I have, like, people are going to ask me if I did it or not. And I have to come back. And like, I went to Trader Joe's one day and I was like, I am only going to buy the things on my list. And sure enough, people were either saying that's impossible and I had to prove them wrong, or they were saying like, you there's no way that you're going to do that. You're just, there's just no way. And like, I had to come back, or they were asking me like, did you do it? And so I had to come back on and say, yes, like I stuck to my list. And if I hadn't said it on Instagram, I know I would have at least grabbed like peanut butter cups or like something else, but I didn't, because I had said it for people to hear. And I've been feeling that way with like my water and cleaning my kitchen the other day. I was like, okay, I'm even going to show you guys the before picture of what my kitchen looks like, which I hate doing, but I'm going to show you. And it creates this like greater need to have to show up and then do the thing. So we're asking you to put yourself out there, create some social pressure for yourself, because it's for a good reason. Like, you're doing it to take care of yourself better. And that's going to help other women, one, maybe be inspired to do the same, but also feel like it's okay to take care of yourself better. Because, okay, I'm going to get on a soapbox here for a second. Everybody buckle up. So our first thing is get ready. Get up in the morning and get ready. So we're going to go into this even more in depth next month. We just want you to get up and actually pull yourselves together in the morning. And I know this can be really like poo-pooed on, okay? Where do I even begin? Let's look at history for a second, folks. If you look back at the 50s, you would have never seen a woman showing up to something in her pajamas. Like, that was unheard of. And now the spectrum has gone so far to the other side that it's expected that if you're doing, you know, drop off at school or whatever, that you're going to be in pajamas or athleisure or whatever. Like, it's that part of it is so expected that it's almost looked down on if you get ready, if you dress nice. Like, it's almost like women look at each other like, well, who do you think you are? Or where do you think you're going? And that's messed up. Like, we have to give ourselves the permission to feel like we can pull ourselves together. And I'm not saying you have to wear a three-piece suit. Like, don't be ridiculous, but it's okay to get up and put a little bit of thought and effort into the way that you are going to present yourself for the day. Because I can tell you hands down 100% the days that I do, I am more productive. Mm-hmm. I feel better about myself. I am better at my job. I show up more confidently. It is a game changer, whether we want to think it is or not.
Yeah. There's something mentally that happens. I feel that way when I homeschool. I mean, I know I'm not going anywhere. I know I'm just going to work hard at my home, but I'll still put on lipstick. I'll still get dressed and do those things because it does change your mental outlook. You respect your job. You respect what you're doing more if you've prepared for it. And if you've really dressed well.
Yep. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that, I mean, cause I work from home. I'm just from home, you know, and you could feel like getting dressed or putting on makeup or whatever is a waste. Like, oh, I'm going to save it for when I'm actually going out. Yeah. But I just think that we need to completely get rid of that notion. And it doesn't, you know, getting ready for me is going to look different than for somebody else. You know, you have to decide what it means for you. But I just think that it's really important that we do ourselves that favor of feeling like we're worth it to get up and take the time to pull ourselves together in a way that we can feel confident. And we should support each other in that. Like, I remember last year on the playground, there was this other mom and I saw, and I just went up to her. I was like, you always look so nice when you come here. And she's like, had basically the same conversation that we are having right now. She said, you know, I used to always just like get up and put on my yoga pants and whatever. And I found that when I get ready, I just feel better. I just feel better about myself. And she's got a totally different style than I do. I mean, she's like very kind of like hippie chick, eclectic, you know, whatever, but she's getting up and getting ready the way that makes her feel good and makes her feel like herself.
Yeah.
And I just think the more that we can like support each other in like, it's okay. And you're not like weird or, you know, it's not about showing up other women too. I think we have to remember that if somebody shows up on the playground to drop off their kids to school and they look nice, it's not a slight against you. It's them looking good for themselves. And we should support each other in that.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, if you've been listening to the podcast, then you've heard that I have been dealing with some perimenopause symptoms that are really not all that fun. And so I have been really happy to find a company that provides non-hormonal and prescription-free alternatives to help me to get my body back in order and to just feel better about how things are functioning and not dealing with so many of those uncomfortable side effects. And that is Bonafide. Bonafide is for women who suffer from any of the broad range of hormonal symptoms that we all encounter all throughout our lives, everything from PMS to peri and postmenopausal symptoms, and who want safe and effective non-drug solutions that we can trust. Only Bonafide creates proprietary natural medical products that have earned the uncompensated recommendation of over 8,400 doctors to their patients on an ongoing basis. We deserve to feel better and to have naturally powerful remedies to safely treat these natural symptoms that occur throughout our lives. One of them that I have been using recently is Silvessa. It is the first comprehensive system designed to restore and protect hair and skin affected by estrogen decline from the inside out. It's a daily capsule, hair serum, and skin serum that combine for healthier looking hair and skin. And it's formulated with hyaluronic acid to visibly improve skin texture and reduce fine lines and wrinkles. Plus, it promotes the appearance of fuller, thicker, healthier hair. I have been loving Silvessa. I absolutely love the serums. They just soak into my hair and my face, and they feel so nourishing and restorative. It feels like I'm really doing something proactive for my body and my health. Bonafide's products are efficiently sourced naturally. They're clinically validated. They have the highest priority on safety and quality. They're endorsed by doctors, and over 333,000 women have benefited from Bonafide. So give Bonafide a try today. No hormones and no prescription required. Real relief without compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to hellobonafide.com/livewell and use the promo code LIVEWELL. That's hello, BONAFIDE.com/livewell and code LIVEWELL. That's LIVEWELL for your special offer. For best prices and free shipping, go directly to the hellobonafide.com/livewell website. This is a special offer for LiveWell Anyway listeners, so check it out and use my promo code LIVEWELL today.
Well, and that's kind of the beauty of this, the way we formulated this challenge, is that we're not saying you have to wear makeup, you have to wear lipstick, you have to put your shoes on every day if you're staying in the house. Like, really, this is a time for you to reflect, what would it mean to me to be ready every day? What would that look like? Whatever that is, do that. And we'll hold you accountable that you're doing that. But it's not a prescribed, so this is what it looks like. This is really personal. And so it just takes some reflection. I wish I could go back to when I had my two little boys, just two, and they were crazy. And I call those like the crazy years. Mm-hmm. If I could go back and tell myself anything, one of the things I would say is get dressed every day, because living in sort of the same, I called it like a uniform, and sometimes I slept in it and sometimes I wore it, but you don't have the natural progression of the change of now it's day, now it's night, now it's day, now it's night, which allows your world to move forward. And at that time, it just felt like a jumble of chaos, and it was just a little wild. But I think I could have taken some control by saying, now it's morning because I'm ready. And now it's night because I put my pajamas on, I've taken off my makeup, I'm ready to go, or just wash my face. Not saying I had to have worn makeup back then, but just, you know, you allow yourself to follow the natural rhythm of the day and the night cycle. And I think it does something mentally, like you are signifying my day's beginning, my day is ending.
Yeah. And for me, like, even where I'm hoping to fit movement into my day, after I pick up the kids from school, that'll be the point that then I change into my athleisure stuff. And if I wear that through the whole evening, like, that's fine with me if that's what I'm wearing when I run to the store and I do whatever. But getting up and getting ready for my work day, I know just makes like such a difference in my head. And then even that change of uniform to my workout clothes for the evening gets me more into the mindset of like, okay, now I'm here like with the kids and not thinking about work anymore. And I've made that shift.
Right.
So I think there's real things we can do by just making those actual physical changes that help us shift mentally.
Yes. I totally agree. And I think that's where we can control some of the things that are out of our control, like our kids' schedules and all the chaos and craziness we're managing. This is a point of control that you can do something, sort of advocate for yourself and for your family by choosing those beginning and endings.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree. Okay. So that's our number one thing is get ready. Take the time to figure out what that looks like for you and how to make that possible for yourself. If that means picking out your clothes the night before, picking them out on the weekend, figuring out like maybe it's going to be certain days you get more ready than others or whatever it is, just figure it out for yourself and commit to getting ready every day, every weekday. Yep.
And prepare ahead, whatever that is going to mean for yourself to be successful. Like for me, I'm going to incorporate making my bed, wiping down my sink in the bathroom. Like those are things I leave my room is ready. I'm ready starting the day. If I come in to my room midday and it looks disheveled or there's laundry on the bed, it slows me down.
Yep.
So I have to incorporate that into getting ready as well.
And if there are some things you need to do, like over the next few days before the challenge starts to get yourself into the place to be ready for that, then do those. Like for me, I've been doing that kind of thing around the house as we are getting ready for back to school. We are starting, when this comes out, we will have started school yesterday, but I've been doing like overhaul organizing of certain cabinets and the pantry. And like, I know one space is my bedroom and my bathroom. I have little fires that need to be put out. I need to get my bathroom back into a space where I feel like I can get ready well in there in the morning. And that's going to take a little bit of an overhaul so that then I can do the daily keep up on it.
Yeah.
So get yourself ready over these next few days so that you can be the most successful with this challenge once it starts.
Yep. Okay. So that's category one.
Category number two is also something you're going to have to maybe put some thought into, which you're going to think is silly, but drink water. So Katie and I have both done, well, she did it more successfully than I did, but we both bought water bottles recently. I think we kind of talked about that on the kitchen episode, but we bought water bottles to help us track how much water we are intaking. And it like gives you signposts on the water bottle by this time you're supposed to have drunk this much water. Like it helps you to keep up with it. Now, I thought I was drinking a gallon for anyone who follows me on Instagram, where I totally was like, look, I drank all my water yesterday. I drank a gallon. No, I'm drinking a half gallon, but whatever. Katie's drinking a gallon and she's carrying around a full gallon with her every day.
Oh my gosh. It's so heavy and big, but I sort of like that because it's like a thing. I'm not going to forget about it. It's like my little friend. Every room I go into, I bring her. If I go downstairs, I bring her. Like if I leave the house, I bring her. So it's a weight. It's a literal weight in my life. It gets lighter if I'm doing my job. But in the morning, she is a heavy weight. And then by yesterday, I finished her at 2.
That's amazing. And
that was amazing. I couldn't believe it, but she gave me like a encouragement. It said, you did it.
Yes,
we did it. And then what was really funny, I think we talked about this already, but like I was thirsty after
that. And I've experienced the same thing with what I'm doing. And I normally don't get thirsty. Like I normally have to make a conscious effort to drink. And so it's this weird phenomenon that it's when you actually start drinking, then you want to drink more.
It's a crazy, very inexpensive change you can make to your life. And it's fascinating what I have found. Like I'm less hungry because to be honest, I'm waterlogged. It's a whole lot more in my body. I'm waterlogged almost every moment. But I mean, it's a little early to say, oh, it's this and that, but you can mark some changes immediately. Yeah. And I had one day last week where I just sort of forgot. I didn't feel as good. It's the late afternoon. I was like, I am exhausted. I am so tired. I wonder what's going on. And then later I was like, oh, I didn't drink Like, I've only had like 6 ounces of water today. Yeah. And my body is now getting used to like 128.
Yeah.
That is a significant difference. And I could absolutely feel it.
Yeah. Well, and I have noticed, even though I'm only drinking 64, because my water bottle is a 32 ounce that then you refill again, and it's got the times for morning and afternoon, which I like. It feels a little bit more manageable to me, especially because I'm going to be in the car a lot and that sort of thing. But I also drink a lot of things in addition to just the water. So I know I'm probably getting like 3/4 of a gallon, which I've decided, I think, for my body size, like, makes sense. But I'm noticing that when I get up in the morning, I have less puffiness in my face. And so it's like, I have less bags under my eyes, and I just feel like I'm not as puffy, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is interesting. Well, water, our bodies are made up of, I don't know what the percentage is, but so much of it is water. Mm-hmm. And so many body processes and you can take all the good stuff in, you can eat well, you can take this up, but if you don't have enough water to give your body that jumpstart to process I just think we're holding ourselves back, and it's just such an easy, cheap way to up the game.
Yeah.
And just test it out and see what you notice, because it is interesting, and you will be very aware of it. Cause at first you're just running to the bathroom.
Yep.
And you'll think through, I remember when I was pregnant thinking through like, okay, will there be a bathroom there? Yes. Is there a bathroom? Where is it? How far away is it? It's kind of that mindset where you're always aware, like, ooh, I can't drink anything now because I'm going to be in the car for 45 minutes.
Yep.
I'm going to have to wait. I have to plan my day around this. But it's interesting to see how you feel, what you notice. Your body becomes like its own little chemistry experiment. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. And it's like a competition with myself. It's kind of like the Kindle challenge, because I really want to meet that mark on that water bottle. It's very important to me that I hit that level by that time, or I feel like I have failed and I've got to catch up. Like, it is this weird psychological thing that it does to you. Like, you wouldn't think that it really matters all that much, but I am like bound and determined to make sure that I am meeting those goals.
Is every single one of these categories combining like a psychological challenge? Because I kind of feel like,
I think so.
Is this just a mental trick? Is that what's putting forth? Okay.
I think so. I think it's like really giving ourselves some tools here to like force ourselves to do hard things.
The hack.
Yes.
The hack to get it done.
Here's the hack. Get a water bottle that bosses you around, and you will feel like you really have to live up to it.
Yep. Well, and I like to hit, because mine has times on it. Times.
Yeah, mine too.
I have to hit that time ahead of what it says.
Yeah.
Or I'm losing. I got you. I'm an hour ahead of when you said I need to be here.
Yep. And I think we've both experienced that our kids also will check and be like, ooh, you're getting behind. Or like,
it's been such a thing. People will walk by this, you know, my giant friend, and they're like, Mom, you're almost there. And it is a presence.
Yeah. Well, and mine actually inspired Roman. He was like, what? Like, I want to do this. I want to have one of those. And so we went online and we checked, and I got the color that he wanted. So I'm going to give this one to him, and I have already ordered a different one. But also, it was like, I don't even know that I would have done it if it hadn't been on sale on Amazon, but it was $8 when I bought it. I think right now it's on sale for like 10. But that's an amazing price. Like, I didn't think it was going to be that cheap, and it's been well worth it. So
I ended up ordering two more, for my football guy. And we've had like record setting heat waves. So, I mean, but really he loves it and he hates it. Cause he rides his bike to football. Bring his friend.
Yes.
And he's like, you know, I could just refill, because they have like refill stations. I'm like, I know, but then you wouldn't be able to track exactly how much you have taken in. And there is something funny. So he's decided to do that, to just carry the heavy water bottle and track and make sure he's got, you know, the water in to replenish. No, I'm not doing anything like that. I'm not in direct heat. I'm not doing 2 days, but I'm doing my own challenge over here, and it's fun.
Well, and I really like that with mine, even though I have to refill it, it has both times. So the top line says like 8 a.m. and then by 2 p.m. So even though you have to refill it, it like gives you both. But then I was like, okay, if I did need to drink a gallon, I would have to have two of these and I'd have to drink them both down to each
one. Yeah. Morning. Yeah.
If I didn't want to care, like, but that's just ridiculous at that point. I just need to get a big one. But yeah. So
I just looked. My water bottle, my gallon is $9.99. So I wonder if we
look
got
at that
brand.
What brand is yours?
It's EYQ.
Oh, no. So mine's Giotto.
Okay. Well, there's deals to be found.
There are. We will post some of them. They'll be in the show notes and in the guide and stuff. We may even, if we talk about a lot of products here, I might even just like make a challenge board on Amazon so you guys can find all the products we're talking about. That's probably what I'll do. So you can find all of that there. But yeah, the water thing, it's relatively simple. You just have to plan to pee. And yeah. I think it's a good one though, especially as we're coming into like sickness season, just knowing that you're like constantly flushing stuff through your system and it's going to help you to be less likely to get sick. I do drink an electrolyte every day as well. And I feel like that's maybe helping me to like absorb a little bit more of the water instead of just having it all go straight through my system to actually be able to utilize a little bit of it. I'm using Peak. They're sponsoring the podcast right now. I don't know if they're sponsoring this episode, but I really like the Peak one because it's sweetened with monk fruit instead of sugar. A lot of them have sugar. Like I was very disappointed. I found out from you that Liquid IV high in sugar, but Peak doesn't have any sugar. And it also has ceramides and hyaluronic acid in it. So I really like that one.
Peak P-I-Q-U-E or you
yes.
Think okay.
P-I-Q-U-E life.com/livewell will give you a discount.
Now, is that the tea? Because I've ordered Peak tea before.
They do have tea.
Okay. Yes. I've done that company before and I really love the packaging.
Yes, box.
Yeah, I really, really like it.
Yep.
And I think I still have some. I forget about tea in the summer. Like it's absolutely not on my radar to have anything hot.
Yeah.
But we're coming into that season for it.
Which is another great way to add hydration through your day.
Yes, absolutely.
It doesn't all have to be water. Like I'm drinking water and other things. I'm still doing my greens. I'm doing electrolytes. I'm doing tea. I'm doing Rasa. I'm doing my coffee, which I know is, that takes water out of your system, whatever. Bear with me. I'm trying. I'm drinking a lot of different things, but yeah, the Peak, I have their matcha and I would like to try like their English breakfast. They have a great liposomal vitamin C, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, I think we can probably all agree that trees are pretty great, aren't they? I mean, they provide shade, make oxygen, prevent erosion, suck up all that carbon, provide homes for animals. Is there anything they can't do? To turn something as awesome as a tree, and more accurately, a forest of trees, into toilet paper just feels wrong. These trees spent decades growing only to get cut down and flushed down the toilet. I mean, even the tree from the Giving Tree got to give it a few apples before they turned her branches into a house. And that's one of the reasons that I love Real Paper. Real makes sustainable toilet paper that uses 100% bamboo. I think this is so cool because the great thing about bamboo is that it is a fast-growing grass. Some species of bamboo can grow up to 3 feet per day. And because it's grass, they're able to harvest the same stock over and over again without disrupting the plant or soil. And on top of the ecological benefit of using bamboo, Real's paper packaging is plastic-free and compostable. So they've pretty much thought of everything. My family has been using Real Paper and I love it. I love that it looks actually nice in the bathroom because of the way they have it packaged. I love not having to worry about getting rid of all of the plastics and the packaging. And I love that there's a ton of ways for me to get Real Paper, including a subscription that makes it super easy because it just delivers right to my house. You can get Real Paper's hassle-free subscriptions or one-time purchases on their website.
All orders are conveniently delivered to your door with free shipping and 100% recyclable plastic-free packaging. If you head to realpaper.com/livewell and sign up for a subscription using my code LIVEWELL at checkout, you'll automatically get 30% off your first order and the free shipping. That's realpaper.com/livewell or enter the promo code LIVEWELL to get 30% off your first order plus free shipping. So let's stop flushing our forests and try Real Paper's tree-free paper. Real is paper for the planet. Okay, ladies, we are going to take just a minute to talk about an eco-conscious fashion brand that I have been working with lately that I'm super excited about because not only do they create really beautiful products that I really like wearing, but they're also environmentally conscious. So let me tell you a little bit about Bedstew. Bedstew is a family company that creates handcrafted and eco-conscious products using recycled, renewable, organic, and reused materials, all while reducing waste. Their philosophy is simple: to create high-quality products that are made to last using only the most natural ingredients, making them better for you, their workers, and our planet. Each Bedstew piece begins with only the highest quality clean leathers, and rather than using harsh chemicals such as chrome or formaldehyde to preserve the leather, their leathers are prepared using natural tannins such as tree bark and leaves, in turn reducing the amount of waste and chemicals in their water runoff. They've been really innovative in some of the products that they're creating, so much so that they even have some of their shoes that are resolable so that you can keep reusing them and you don't have to keep adding waste to the landfills. And because their products are so high quality and so long lasting, you also don't have to replace your shoes as often as you otherwise would. Their beautiful bags are also such a high quality that you can get a ton of wear out of them and they still look just as amazing. I received a beautiful new work bag from them that I will be using, especially as we go into this fall and I go work at coffee shops and that sort of thing. It's perfect for fitting my computer and my iPad into. And I got a super cute pair of sandals that I am absolutely loving. They're a little bit bohemian and really fun. And I will be showing all of those on Instagram. So make sure that you're following over there so that you can see all of those products in action. Bedstew is just the perfect company to go to if you want high quality shoes and bags that are going to last you a really long time. Plus, they're good for the environment. They're good for you. You don't have to worry about any of those chemicals. And they're handmade in a true cobbler craftsmanship fashion. So head over to bedstew.com and use the code LWA20 to get 20% off your order of some really fun new pieces that you could wear this summer or this fall. They're the perfect addition to any wardrobe, and I know you're going to love them. So again, go to bedstew.com and use the code LWA20 for 20% off.
Well, it's funny you're mentioning the tea because I think with drinking this amount of water, I am cutting down my coffee intake, which is something that's been like on the back of my mind and my radar for a while that I really need to cut down my coffee. And this is just naturally made away because there's only so much liquid a body
can
take in. So that's another side benefit to the whole thing. And I was curious, I wanted to research this a little bit, but if you tag your water with something like electrolytes or supplementing stuff, does that count? Is that true? Numbers, ounces towards your total?
Well, I would think so. I mean, especially if you're drinking it with electrolytes, because you are literally helping your body hydrate more. Mm-hmm. If you are taking electrolytes and getting those minerals in your body and helping, because that is one of the concerns. If you drink too much water, you can actually flush minerals out of your system that you really do need. Mm-hmm. And so making sure that you are getting minerals and electrolytes in there with it helps your body to be able to utilize the water better. So I would absolutely think that it counted. I mean, when I drink my greens with water, I count that because it's doing good things for my body. It's not depleting my body of water in any way. And it's adding just more. So,
okay. Yeah, I just was curious because I usually have them be separate, but it makes sense.
Yeah, I don't really count my coffee towards it, even though I only do one cup a day and I put so many other things in my coffee. I mean, I've got rasa and turmeric and adaptogens with the rasa. I've got cordyceps and like all these other nootropics I'm putting it. Like, it's my coffee has turned into like a whole thing right now. I don't know if we talk about that more next month, but yeah, the coffee is a whole thing. So I feel like I've got collagen in there. So I feel like it is like its own brand of health drink, but I don't count it towards my hydration, but I definitely count when I drink my electrolytes, when I drink tea that isn't like super caffeinated. And when I drink, my greens and all that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, I'll broaden the way I've been looking at it as pure water, only because once you add something, you are changing, you're changing the process in your body. It's pulling different things out that may, like you're saying with the coffee, that could actually be a diuretic or dehydrate. Yeah. So I've only been counting pure water ounces, but the electrolytes make sense to incorporate. Yeah.
Well, I think that if it's not something that's a diuretic, then you're adding hydration. So, yeah.
I've been taking Relight.
Yes. That's the other one I was going to mention.
Yeah. That's by the Redmond Salt people, which I love their salt. Anyway, I really like it. It is salty. I don't know if your electrolytes are salty that you're taking. If they're flavored with monk fruit, maybe they're cutting that. I actually prefer the electrolytes to be salty because they should be.
Yeah, because it should have minerals. Yeah.
Yeah. But I really like that one. I've tried the watermelon lime and the pina colada, and I prefer the pina colada. But anyway, that's another option.
Yeah, I have their mixed berry in my cart right now. And I just added it to some sort of Amazon list that you guys can find. I'll put it in today's too. But yeah, I think both of those are really like clean, good options.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Which brings us to number three, which is supplements. So yeah,
that was a nice segue into it. We were heading there.
Talking about ways to be supplementing your body. So this is obviously another one of those things that is very individual. You may not even know what supplements you need. We're going to encourage you to take some steps to figure that out right now. We have both been experimenting with different things, trying to see different deficiencies that we have in our bodies and we're needing to make up for. And we both really like supplements. I would say we both have used supplements for a long time, but sometimes it's harder to stay consistent with them than others. And so we're saying whatever you decide to supplement with, be consistent about it for this next 5 weeks.
Yeah. Well, and also the needs of your body change and they're kind of constantly changing. And so if you're stuck in a rut where you just take a multi every day and that's good, like pay attention to your body. What does your body need? It will tell you. It really will. Show you and tell you, are you not sleeping well? Do you have digestive issues? Are your hormones just out of whack? Like whatever those things are, take a little bit of time and, you know, work through what does that mean your body needs? And
yeah,
we've both used Patch Aid and have really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great, kind of low threshold way to get into it because you don't have to swallow any pills.
Yeah.
It's not very expensive. They ship super, super fast. And other than it taking away, I put mine on my stomach and it's hilarious if that ever gets flashed because that's not my hot spot. So I'm not worried about it. I'm not off my stomach these days. It's usually no problem, but it is funny to see how many patches you can fit on there.
And it looks like you're wearing a belt of like patches. God. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. It's a thing.
Yep.
But I really do appreciate how those work and that you just stick it on. You don't have to, it's a low what is the word?
Like threshold, like
well, no, I mean it gives you a low dose all throughout the day.
Oh yeah. It's transdermal and so it just like consistently releases into your system over 8 hours. Yeah. So I really like that about it too. You're not going to get any of like the wooziness that you'll sometimes get from certain vitamins. You don't have to worry about eating anything when you're taking them. You just stick your patches on and you don't think about it again. I find they're also great for kids. If you're having trouble like getting them to swallow anything, even my teenager, like I love when they're feeling under the weather to be able to like slap a vitamin C and a vitamin D on that. Like it's so easy. And out of all of the patches that we researched, those are the ones who have the highest concentrations of the vitamins in them. So I feel like they're the best bang for your buck, and they do a really good job. So we've both liked those. We both do a lot of different things. I think I probably do even more. But I really like Athletic Greens. I gotta say, they sponsored the podcast. They still sponsor the podcast, but that was what got me to try them. And I did compare them side by side to some other greens that are very popular on the market. And I feel like, kind of hands down, Athletic Greens just has way more. Like, if I'm just being totally honest from having tried them, used them, I really like that it has so much in it. Like, if you did nothing else, you'd really be getting like the probiotics, the prebiotics, the digestive enzymes, the minerals, the vitamins, the greens. Like, it's got adaptogens. Like, it's got a powerhouse of stuff just in that one drink. It tastes tolerable. Like, I am very picky, and I would say there are some others that I think are a little sweeter and maybe easier to drink in that way, but it's not bad. Like, especially if you don't consume a ton of sugar and you don't like really feel that need for the sugar and stuff, like, I can get through it. And if I can get through it, I feel like most people can. But like, what I'm going to be doing for my kids this fall, because I want them to be getting more of it in them, I think it's just like a really good overall health punch. I'm going to start making smoothies for them in the morning and put the greens in there with like a bunch of berries and peaches or whatever. So I think that will help it to be even more palatable for them.
Okay. Well, that's a good little hack right there.
Yeah. And then I can get a lot of stuff in them in the morning. Like, I'm going to put a scoop of collagen powder and some different stuff to even just get like a little hit of protein and all of that to just make our mornings easier. And I'm going to put everything in baggies on the weekend. So I'm going to pre-prep the smoothies. So all I have to do is throw it in the blender in the morning, and we're good to go.
What a great idea.
So that's one of my hacks that I'm working on.
Share your smoothie recipe?
You know, I will. Okay, where did I put it? I'm mostly just going to do, because this is partially for me too. Because I did this 4-day detox diet from flowliving.com, FLO Living by Alyssa Vitti. And I enjoyed a lot of the information from her book. I thought was really helpful. And I know I've got my hormones out of whack right now. So I did this 4-day detox, and she was having you eat like a bowl of fruit, like a huge bowl of fruit every morning with flax, like ground up flax meal or whatever on it, which is fine. But I don't have the time. I know that's such an American thing to say. The French would be appalled, but I don't have the time to sit down and eat this ginormous bowl of fruit every morning. But what I can do is make a smoothie and have that as I'm on the go with everything. And a big part of it is getting the fiber in your system that you need, which helps you to clear out excess estrogen, which is one of the things I think I'm dealing with. So I thought, I'm going to do a smoothie, and I'm going to put all the same stuff that I would have into that bowl. So I think I'm going to do probably a mix of berries and peaches. I have like a wellness board, because I'm like going down the wellness biohacking rabbit hole right now. But I'm going to put, okay, frozen peaches, frozen berries. I think avocado to get a little bit of healthy fat in there. The flax. I'm also going to start doing a rotation of seeds to try seed cycling, which is supposed to help you with hormone regulation. So like the first half of your cycle, you do pumpkin and flax. And the second half of your cycle, you do sesame and sunflower. So I'm going to put those in there. I'm going to do some hemp hearts, because that's also got like a bunch of good stuff for you. A scoop of my Athletic Greens, possibly the matcha powder from Peak, some honey, and coconut or cashew milk. So that's going to be my smoothie.
Loaded.
I know. I'm really trying to like power pack it, but also have it be like palatable. So
okay, I'm really intrigued. I would love that recipe, like to.
Well, so when I actually get my blender in the mail,
we have to think ahead of time about to get, right? Like the green, yeah. So it takes a little bit of planning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, which is one of...
Why the cashew milk?
Because I just need a liquid. And so I know that cashew milk, I think... Like when I've tried it, I don't find it to be gross. So I think I'll probably like cashew, oat, or coconut milk. Coconut milk is probably the best because it's got the most like heart healthy fats and everything in it to like help you to get through the day. I'm planning on having my smoothie be like my mid morning and having my packed out coffee like first thing in the morning when I'm running everybody around, dropping them all off at school. And then mid morning, I will make my like powerhouse smoothie. Is my plan.
Wow.
Which is actually, we're jumping here. So let's say, okay, we finished supplements. Everybody do your supplements. We've kind of jumped down to number six, which is a healthy. No, wait, where am I? We've jumped to number five. I'm going to reorder these. So okay. It's planning and prepping your meals for you is the next one. So exactly what we've been talking about here, not saying you have to follow some specific diet, but following a plan that you either like a diet you want to follow that you think looks good or that you create for yourself. Like this is what I'm going to do and putting the thought into it and the prep work into it so that you can actually follow through.
Yes.
So like what I'm saying here, I'm planning on doing like this power packed coffee in the morning. And then I'm going to do my smoothie, I think around 10 a.m. that has all of that stuff in it. And then I'm planning on doing a big salad for like my lunch that I'll probably eat around, I think like 1 o'clock or so. And I'm hoping to do those mason jar salads. So I
prep them and they look cute in your fridge and.
Yep. And then they're just all ready to go. All I have to do, I probably am not going to add the dressing in the mason jar. Like a lot of them say to you, I'm probably just going to put that on when I actually make it that day.
Yeah.
But since I'm just at home, I can do that. It's not like I'm taking it to a job, but I'm going to try to like put together all of those salads on the weekend and make all of my smoothie packets on the weekend so that in the moment I don't have any excuses and I can just have it.
I love it. That's just so much intentional thought. And then it's brainless in the moment you just do that thing and you're taking good care of yourself. And I really find that's necessary. Otherwise, I don't eat and I kind of forget about it, even though I've packed lunch for almost everybody else.
Yeah. But
I definitely would be the last one.
And I either don't think about it or I'm like, oh, that sounds like so much work. So I'm just not going to do
I'll skip it. I'll just do whatever is least amount of work. So I just get something in and it's never going to be as healthy as it would have been if I had just put the thought and the prep into it. And we already, as moms, we're already doing this for the people in our home that we love, right? So it's just a step of doing it for yourself as well. And that's the accountability piece. Are you doing that for yourself? Whatever that looks like, if you don't need to meal prep for the week, but maybe you need to do it in the morning or just at least know what it is, or is there anything to make it more accessible for yourself? Do those things.
Yeah. And once you figure out what that is for you, then you can figure it like do it. But for me, I know that if I 1, don't plan it, 2, don't shop for it, 3, don't prep for it, it's not going to happen. Like I just, in reality, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to take the time to assemble all of those ingredients and pull everything out of the cupboard and everything out of the, you know, fridge and whatever. I'm just not going to. And for me also, it was a matter of economically speaking, I think I can do it cheaper if I'm able to buy frozen fruit than fresh fruit and things like that to just make it a little bit easier for me to be able to afford to eat well.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies. So recently I have been doing quite a few things to try to get a better handle on my health, as we're kind of talking about in this episode. And when those things that I am doing for my health are actually also beneficial to my skin, which you all know I'm very passionate about, that is like a win-win in my book. And that is exactly what Peaks BT Fountain Electrolyte Powder has been doing for me. I have been drinking it for almost a solid month now, every single day. And there are so many things that I am loving about it. I mean, not only does it taste great because it's just got this really light yuzu berry flavor and it doesn't have any added sugar. Some of those electrolyte powders that you can drink, they're really overpowering and they taste really sugary. Not at all the case with Peaks BT Fountain. It tastes super light and fresh and really clean. And it does the job for both my health and my skin because it enhances and boosts my internal moisture production and preservation. That's what electrolytes do. But then it gives me all of these amazing results. I've seen them in less than 30 days. The ceramides visibly have helped reduce fine lines and increase skin elasticity. This is a big one for me. I feel like my skin is so much more supple since I've been drinking this. I just feel more hydrated. It feels like there's more bounce to my skin. It has hyaluronic acid in it, which increases your skin's moisture content. It has been so much less dry. My lips have been more moisturized. I just feel super hydrated from the inside out. And the electrolytes help provide that deep cellular hydration that we need for things like brain fog. I honestly feel like I've been able to think more clearly since I've been drinking BT Fountain by Peak. It's been so good. And another thing that I want to make sure I mention is it's so important to get this internal hydration because most moisturizers don't actually hydrate our skin. They are simply the seal on the outer layer of our skin to prevent our internal moisture from leaking out. So if you don't already have enough hydration inside you, those topical creams are not going to help a whole lot. They're not really going to do the job that you want them to do. So Peaks BT Fountain will help you to get that internal hydration that is going to help you to think more clearly, have your skin look more beautiful, be more hydrated, and altogether be skipping that irritableness that you can get in the afternoons from just being dried out. It works together with your topical moisturizer to ensure total hydration for youthful, dewy skin, and it's non-GMO, gluten-free, and vegan with that delicious yuzu berry flavor that I simply can't stop drinking. Peak is offering a limited time offer just for my listeners. You can get 15% off and free shipping for life when you subscribe at peaklife.com/livewell. That's peaquelife.com/livewell to get that 15% off and free shipping for life when you subscribe at peaklife.com/livewell.
Gosh, these are just great tips. I really like it. I'm intrigued, especially the coffee, like what you're putting in your coffee. Like that's such a morning staple. I'm always going to have my coffee, but yeah. If I could add something in it that would sort of dovetail with the health and all of that and kind of get more bang for my buck. Like I'm very intrigued by that. That sounds smart.
Yeah. I mean, I've put collagen in my coffee for a long time. I started putting brewing the rasa together with my coffee, I don't know, last January or February. And I really like that, especially because the adaptogens like build on themselves from day to day. And so I like to make sure I'm getting it in to my diet in some way. And so when I just like have it be a part of something I'm already doing, it's like knocking out two birds with one stone. It just makes it easier and I like it. And then as I like further go down the rabbit hole, then I just keep adding more and more things. So just now I feel like I have to have my coffee because it's got my protein and my collagen and my turmeric and my mushrooms and my, you know, like I've got everything in there. So yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I'm good. I'm determined. I think I'm just so tired of being tired and not feeling well and not feeling on top of my game and my brain feeling foggy. And I really came to the point really a couple of weeks ago where it was just like, something's got to give. Like I have to change something. I have to do something differently or I'm not going to feel any differently. So I'm whether I feel like it or not, I am going to do these things to make a difference.
And we're going to hold you accountable.
Yep. You sure are. Here I am putting it all out here.
Welcome.
Yeah. Great. And the next one is really one, I would say probably the hardest for me. I used to say it would be the food, but I feel like the way I've got this figured out with like, okay, I'm going to have this smoothie and I'm going to have this salad and I'm going to pre-prep them. I feel like I can handle that. I know that I will eat that and consume that and I'm good. Moving my body is a different story. Especially because I'm so tired all the time and I just don't feel that like inner drive to like, I'm just not one of those people who's like, yeah, I want to go for a run. Like, and I never will be, but trying to decide, like, I'm going to move my body in some way, whether it is doing, you know, a yoga workout on my Asana Rebel app or, getting on the elliptical or whatever it's going to be. I really want to commit to like, what can I feel like? How can my body feel different if I'm intentionally moving it every single day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This one hurts my heart a little bit because of the injury. And I don't normally have a hard time factoring in working out, but right now I cannot do the things that I always have relied on to count toward moving my body. Well, and I've had to get a lot simpler.
Yeah. I mean, I really feel inclined to find like some old CDs of like Sit and Be Fit or Richard Simmons that I want to send you. I think we could really get you set up.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Do you lose because you're laughing so hard? Is that part of the thing?
Oh, I can just picture it. You do it. All right, now, ladies, move those wrists. Twist those wrists. Now I want you to look to the right, look to the left. Ankles now. Oh, it's going to be good. I want video. Okay. Oh, all right. But yeah, incorporating some sort of movement, whatever you're capable of doing.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I have to challenge myself to do it anyway. It's not what I want it to be. It's not what I usually think of it as. I've still got to do something and can always do something, you know, like even if it's stretching or whatever it is, there's a way to get your body moving. And you might have to think outside the box for timing and, you know, how to make it fit in to an already busy schedule, but it's so worth it.
Yeah. I think that's a big part of it is like finding that window of time and actually like planning for it. Cause if you just say, I'm going to work out at some point today, like most likely it won't happen. Right. But when you actually are like, okay, no, at this time is when I'm going to do it, then I think it helps it to actually be possible.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay. So our next one doesn't have to do with our bodies as much as our brains. And that is having a healthy diet of reading that includes some sort of fiction and nonfiction every day.
Mm-hmm. Even a couple pages.
Yeah. Like I love that my Kindle counts it that I've read if I turn the page once. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be a lot. It can be 5 minutes. It can be one page. It can be whatever. We don't care what the streak is. Make it simple for yourself.
Yeah.
But just read something. Like there are a few nonfiction books that I have been wanting to finish for a very long time. And I am just going to commit to making sure I read them or getting audiobooks. Like if that's the way you need to consume your nonfiction, then do that. But having both, because like we both said, like fiction is easy for, we're already doing that, but making sure you get the nonfiction in there to, you know, support your heart and your soul and, you know, your brain and all those things. I think that's important.
Yes. But we're not telling you what books and we're not telling you how long.
Yeah. Those-
again, those are decisions you make based on your time and your interests and all of that. Just do it. Whatever it is, just do it.
Yeah. And another part I probably should have mentioning all along is in the Facebook group, we want to hear. That is a great place to then share what you're eating, what you're prepping, what supplements you're deciding to take, how you're moving, what you're deciding to read. Like, that's where the cool part of the community comes in, because we can all glean from each other and we can get ideas. If you feel like you don't know what to read, you don't know what book to pick up next, well, there's going to be a bunch of other ladies in the group who are talking about what they're reading or what they're eating, or that they just went for a walk, or that they jumped on their mini trampoline for 5 minutes, or, you know, whatever it is. That is a great place to get inspiration along with the accountability.
Yep.
So, okay. Well, we moved through number six pretty quickly. Get your reading on, ladies.
Yeah. I feel like we talk about that enough. I mean, we
know.
Talk about that. Like, that's, yeah. Everybody knows that it's good for you. It keeps your brain active. It allows you to be more interesting, all those different things. Like, just do it, whatever it looks like for you.
Yeah. And even if your reading goal is to finish one book this year, you could read 30 of those pages over the next 5 weeks.
Yeah.
So, okay. Number seven is having a before bed routine. And in my opinion, this before bed routine should include skincare and some way to help put your brain to bed, getting things either off your brain by writing them down on a list or journaling or doing some sort of meditation or yoga or prayer or whatever it is that it's going to take for you to get your brain to wind down for the night. And that might even be, that's when you're going to do your reading, and that's part of what helps your brain to shut down for the night. But giving yourself a before bed routine that you know you're taking care of yourself in just these few ways before you go to bed every night, I think is so important, especially for busy moms.
Yep. And again, back to the getting ready, like, it helps you signify and control my day's winding down. And you're telling your body. I used to do that with, I had one who really didn't sleep, a baby, and we would give him a bath every night because that told his body, you're easing into bedtime. Like, it just, it's trainable. So same logic applies to us. I'm going to tell my body, this is time to start winding down by putting on my pajamas, washing my face, all those different things.
Yep. And, you know, this was something I ran into with a lot of the ladies who did the cohort during the summer. They were like, well, I don't know how to fit it in, and there's no time. And by the time I go to bed, I'm just so tired. I just have to get in bed. And it's like, I get that. I hear that. But then you go to bed feeling more depleted because you didn't take care of yourself in just these very simple ways. So what can we do to make it a little bit easier? And a lot of them have found that, like, washing their face and putting on their pajamas when their kids are getting ready for bed and not waiting until right before they're going to bed, but doing those parts of it when their kids are too, helps them to actually make it happen by moving it up earlier in the evening.
I was just going to say that sometimes I put my pajamas on and wash my face right after dinner. Like, it can be whatever works for you. You don't have to wait until it's dark outside. Yeah. You don't have to wait until it's 9 p.m. and like, okay, now that is too late for me. If I do that, I will not wash my face. I'm too tired. I will not do those healthy habits for myself. So back it up. If you're having trouble with that, just back up the time frame and give yourself permission. You know, you're not going back out tonight. Really, you shouldn't expect that there'd be any visitors or anything past. Just ease into your evening. Just do that for yourself and set the stage for your family too, that, like, it kind of tells my family I'm off duty by the fact that my pajamas and my slippers, and I'm sort of done now, and we're winding down together. But if I stay active and I still have, like, then I think they have the mindset that I'm still there for them if something, or, you know, I mean, it's just those subtle ways that you give yourself permission to now start winding down. I think it helps me sleep better when all of those things are done. I know it does. I know it does. And that I need that sleep for my family. So whatever that takes to help me be the best version of myself, I mean, it's for, It really is for everybody to take that time to love on yourself a little.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to take long. It's okay if it's a quick thing, but most likely throughout the evening hours, you can spare 10 to 15 minutes to do those few things that are just going to help you feel taken care of and help you to wind down for bed so that you can rest better.
Yeah.
Yeah. For both your brain and your body, yeah. Which brings us to number 8, which is sleep and making sure that you're getting good sleep, you're getting enough sleep, taking whatever supplements you need to help sleep. Also, that's something that Katie and I were talking about earlier. I know for me, like magnesium is hugely important. And I think most, from what I've read, most women are deficient in magnesium, but it is one of those supplements that just helps our bodies to function better. It helps us to sleep better. If I don't get my magnesium every night, my legs like feel like they're going to jump off my body. Like I could just run around the neighborhood 10 times and I'm not a runner, but I could if I don't get my magnesium, I have to consume it most nights in like 4 different methods, from the Epsom salt in my bath. I put on a magnesium lotion on my legs and I take 2 different forms of magnesium citrate and Krebs, which they both function differently and do different things for your body. Like one is more helpful with digestion and one is more helpful with like muscle relaxation. And if I don't have those, it's a nightmare.
So you're taking it in different forms, like what it's paired with, like magnesium oxide or?
Yeah, I would have to go get the bottles, but they're different formulations. So there's all kinds of different kinds of magnesium. And so the magnesium citrate is one that is just more helpful with like digestion and moving things through your system and that sort of thing. And then the Krebs form, which I'm trying to think who it's by. I think the citrate is by Thorn and the Krebs might be like by Physician's Formula. I'm not sure. We'll put it in the Amazon list, but it is more a form of magnesium that your body is more able to utilize to help with like muscle relaxation.
Okay. And are you watching like how much magnesium you're taking in, or do you feel like you could just take in whatever, you know what I mean? Like, are you looking at the tolerance? Are you looking at like how many?
Well, I know that if I end up in the bathroom too soon, then I'm taking too much.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going. Like you can read your body to know if you have hit a threshold or not.
Yeah.
Or are you managing it by doing the math?
I'm not doing the math. I'm doing it by listening to my body. And more times than not, my body is depleted. So yeah. I feel the depletion far more than I ever end up in the bathroom because I've taken too much. Okay. And so I really end up having to be like, oh, I need to up especially my Krebs, because that's the one that is helpful with the relaxation. And if anything, it's like, oh, I need to take more of that because I'm not like tolerating well without it. So I'm usually like adding more than I am like needing to scale back.
Yeah.
Which that's I can just tell by how I feel.
That's how I do it too. I just didn't know if that was if we're being irresponsible or not, but you really can tell if you have too much magnesium. Yeah. It's not the kind of thing I think.
There are certain supplements, certain vitamins and minerals that your body just knows when it's capped off and it's absorbed all that it can, like vitamin C, you're only going to be able to get so much in. And then your body says, okay, that's excess. Whereas like, if you take too much vitamin D, your body doesn't just like eliminate that the same way. So you have to be a little bit more specific with some than others. But I feel like vitamin C and magnesium are pretty good at self-regulating how much you need. And if you're taking forms that your body can utilize better, I think that's also helpful. So I don't just take the citrate because that's not going to do for my body everything that I need it to do. And I could very easily take plenty of that, but still not have like the muscle relaxation part of it. And it would just go through my system. So, same with like when you're taking a vitamin C, if you take a liposomal vitamin C, then your body, it's more bioavailable. Your body can utilize it more easily and not just have like the waste part of it go straight through your system.
Yeah.
So being conscious of the types of supplements that you're getting is also important.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, is that this is such a rabbit hole, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Supplements. It can really be overwhelming, which again is why I think something like Patch Aid's very approachable.
Mm-hmm. Or Athletic Greens, because it's just kind of like an all-in-one deal.
Yeah. And then, so if we were to simplify, I would say at night, take some magnesium, take melatonin if you need it, but take magnesium.
Yeah.
And don't worry too much about all the little details. You'll be able to tell if you need more or you need less, just based on how you sleep.
Yeah.
And what I read is that melatonin helps you fall asleep. Magnesium helps you stay asleep.
Yeah.
Whatever your issue is, if you cannot go to sleep, that might be a melatonin issue. If you can't stay asleep, you're waking up at 1 or 2 a.m. and your brain is starting to go, that would be more a magnesium issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's a good way to break it down.
Yeah.
Okay. So these were the 8. I'll go over them again. It was get ready, drink water, take your supplements, plan and prep for what you're going to eat, get in some movement every day, read both fiction and nonfiction, have a short before bedtime routine, and get good sleep. And then whatever those things mean to you, I mean, sit down, plan it out. In the PDF guide that we are going to have, there'll be like a little worksheet for you to figure out what each of these areas means to you and looks like for you. But do that work over these next few days to get yourself in a place that you can really take care of yourself well, like a grown lady, for these next 5 weeks, and really establish some of these habits for yourself. So then you can add even more things, and do like these can become muscle memory types of things if we just commit to doing them.
Yep. And so it might be wise to start really small, and you might even be embarrassed by how small, like 24 ounces of water and just 2 pages in a book, and whatever it is, we don't care what it is. It's the habit. It's the
consistency.
Yep. And then you can always build, and we have ideas at the end of 5 weeks to take this up a notch, but just get in the habit, and then, you know, more will come.
Yeah. Start wherever makes sense for you. If you currently run triathlons, then one yoga post a day is probably not like a big challenge for you. But for a lot of us, just doing one yoga pose, maybe that's where you need to start. Maybe you need to start with one push-up. Maybe you need to start, you know, with whatever. Just commit to doing something and do it.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Well, I feel like we were fairly thorough. I feel like I could have, you know, this is a rabbit hole and I could go way, way farther. Hopefully we didn't overwhelm you. Hopefully you do feel like inspired for where it can go, but also to start in a way that's going to be realistic and you can actually commit to it for the next 5 weeks.
Yep. We want it to be sustainable.
Yep. So again, and you should feel good about this. This should be making you feel better and feel taken care of in the midst of all the stuff that's going on in the fall. So
absolutely. Yeah. It'll have really great rewards.
Yep. So again, you can find all of the resources that we've talked about today at mackenziekoppa.com/fall challenge. So you can go to that page to be able to find the link to the Facebook group, the link to the newsletter so that you can get the PDF guide, all of that kind of stuff, the link to the Amazon list, all of that stuff will be there at mackenziekoppa.com/fall challenge. But we will both be in that Facebook group. We both want to be interacting with you, hearing from you daily, what you're doing, how it's going. So get in there in the community with us, because I think that other than like feeling like you're taking care of yourself well for these next 5 weeks, that's going to be the most fun part, is getting to be in community with other women who are also doing it.
Oh, totally agree. That's where it goes from like work to something that is like, and it's fun. The community aspect is just really huge.
Yep. So join us over there. All right.
Hi.
Thanks for hanging with me, Katie.
Absolutely.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. All right, that is it for episode 100 and the first episode of season 3. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode. We can't wait to be in your earbuds and on your stereos this fall and all throughout this season. We love our listeners so much. Don't be afraid to get a hold of us. I would love to hear from you. I love to hear your input on the show, things that you would like to see featured on the show. If you have specific questions of things, don't be afraid to reach out. At Mackenzie Coppa on Instagram is usually the easiest way to get a hold of me. I even send back video messages a lot of time to just be able to chat with you guys. I love being able to hear from you and see what's up with the community. If you want the show notes from today's episode, you can swipe up in whatever app you are listening to the podcast on. You can also go to MackenzieCoppa.com and click on podcast. You can find everything there. And if you want the specifics just for the challenge that we talked about today, you can go to MackenzieCoppa.com/challenge, and we would love to have you get involved with it. And if you want to take your involvement a step farther and get in there for my daily lives that I do and all of the even increased, more focused community, if you like really want to be an insider, then you're going to want to head over to Patreon at patreon.com/livewelltogether. That's where we've got even more goodness for the community. You can get in there for just $5 a month and be able to really get to know people and interact with people and have a blast. I love our Patreon ladies. It is just such a supportive and encouraging community, and we have a lot of fun over there. So come over to patreon.com/MackenzieCoppa to dive in even farther. All right, until next week, ladies, when I will be back talking about 5 ways to have more follow through on your plans, because that is a question that I get over and over again from so many people. It was a really big question in the cohorts this summer. And so I've put together an episode that is all about helping us to have more follow through, not just do the planning. We all love doing the planning, but to actually be able to take action on those plans and keep taking action. So that will be on next week's episode. And until then, go be bold and gracious.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.